Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Confusion by legislation, and a way to move forward by Antonio Contreras. The root of the problem in Bohol lies in one important statistic. Of the 13,994 hectares covered by the Chocolate Hills Natural Monument, CHNM, only 2.5%, or 339 hectares, are considered timberland or land of the public domain. A staggering 97.5%, or 13,655 hectares, are considered alienable and disposable, AND, lands. Of these, there are 4,975 titled lots covering 4,124.75 hectares, while there are 11,910 untitled lots covering 9,531.25 hectares. This is what makes the case of Bohol totally different from that of Musungi, where, except for the titled properties awarded to the government, all other private land claims by resort owners are not on declared AND lands. To further dramatize the point, the entire town of Batuan, which has an area of 79.08 square kilometers, or 7,908 hectares, is located entirely within the CHNM. Batuan was established as a municipality in 1903, long before President Fidel Ramos declared Chocolate Hills a natural monument in 1997. And because of the brouhaha caused by the Captain's Peak Resort in the municipality of Sugbayan, the citizens of Batuan are now issued notices of violation, NOV, for simply living in their communities, many since birth. Titled property owners of Batuan are now cited for the existence of community structures like schools, bakeries, sari-sari stores and other edifices built inside titled properties that are normally found in established municipalities. There is no debate. The 1987 Constitution directs the state in Section 16 of Article 2, to protect and advance the right of the people to a balanced and healthful ecology in accord with the rhythm and harmony of nature. However, the same Constitution also directs the state in Section 10 of the same Article 2, p. promote social justice in all phases of national development. Section 1 of Article 3, or the Bill of Rights, further declares that, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall any person be denied the equal protection of the laws. This is reiterated in Section 9 of the same article, which declares that private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. It is also a fact that the Constitution, in Section 3 of Article 12, specifically stipulates that lands of the public domain are classified into agricultural, forest or timber, mineral lands, and national parks. Agricultural lands of the public domain may be further classified by law according to the uses which they may be devoted. In addition, it also provides that only agricultural lands would be alienated and thus can be subjected to titling. However, at the same time, it is conversely implied that once titled, lands cannot be reverted to the public domain by mere executive or legislative action without due process and just compensation. Using the case of Batuan as a template, it would be reasonable to surmise that a significant portion of the AND lands that are now within the CHNM, with some even acquiring titles, were classified as such prior to 1997 when Ramos issued Proclamation 1037. It is precisely because of the wholesale inclusion of AND lands in the CHNM that Proclamation 333 was issued by President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo in 2003, where she excluded these AND lands, and flatlands and those with less than 18% in slope between hills, from the CHNM while retaining a buffer of 20 meters from the foot of each hill. The reason why citizens of Batuan are now issued notices of violation is on the premise that Republic Act 11038, or the Expanded National Integrated Protected Area Systems, ENIPAS, law, is presumed to have reintegrated AND, including the titled lands which were excluded by Proclamation 333, back to CHNM. There are strong legal arguments against this premise. Protected areas are technically national parks and, as such, are in the public domain. The titled properties are no longer in the public domain and cannot be thus considered to be an integral part of a national park or a protected area. Furthermore, what was included in the list in RA 11038 was a place referred to as the Chocolate Hills Natural Monument, which, at the time the law was passed, had boundaries that already excluded A and D lands and all lands below 18% in slope between the hills from the CHNM by virtue of Proclamation 333. What we have, therefore, in Bohol is an unfortunate consequence of laws colliding with each other, creating problems that impact ordinary people's lives and expose them to socially unjust consequences, even as it also puts in jeopardy the health of the environment and the integrity of our national patrimony. I reiterate the point that the best way to move forward in Bohol is to think outside the box and adopt Musungi innovations. The titled landowners, either individually or as a collective, can be assigned as trustees to oversee the conservation and protection of specific portions of the CHNM. In exchange, they can be recipients of shares from the revenues from local tourism. They can also opt to run their own ecotourism or other business ventures within their own private properties that would comply with environmental standards and laws. This model would, therefore, require converting CHNM into a collection of land trusts, each similar to Musungi. This model is more appropriate, considering that the available tenurial instruments provided by the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, DENR, within protected areas do not apply. Titled landowners cannot be awarded special agreements in protected areas, SAPAs, since they are not going to engage in income-generating activities physically located in the hills. They are also not eligible to become recipients of protected areas community-based resource management agreements, considering that they are not tenured migrants but are titled landowners. The dinner needs to swallow its pride, stop its bullying, and instead accept that the solution to the Bohol problem lies in Musungi.